Rabbit hunting is a great opportunity for youth to develop their hunting skills. We're chasing snowshoes and cottontails next on Western Life Radio. This year, give the gift of fun. Come to Sportsman's Warehouse to check off your Christmas shopping list. At Sportsman's Warehouse, you'll find the gifts that keep on giving. Products your family and friends can use throughout the year in all their outdoor pursuits. Whether their passion is hunting, fishing, camping, hiking, or anything in between, Sportsman's Warehouse has the perfect gift. Still can't decide? A gift card is always a favorite if it's from Sportsman's Warehouse. Sportsman's Warehouse, take it outside.
When snowmobiling, be prepared. Keep your machine in top condition. Always carry a toolkit, first aid kit, emergency supplies, and spare parts. Always let someone know where you're going and when you'll be back. Use the buddy system and never snowmobile alone. This message is brought to you by Utah State Parks OHV Education.
Faster Utah is proactive about school safety. For more information, fasterutah.org.
Head out this weekend and enjoy some great rabbit hunting with the family. Brant Taylor with Taylor Gunsmithing brings out the .22 ammunition.
The rabbit hunt's been going on for a while, but I always like to hunt the rabbits later and after it's had a good freeze and there's less of the bugs on them, and I think the hunting opportunities are better after the end of November. That's how I got started myself. When I was about 8 years old, my dad would start letting me take the .22 out in the hills and hunt jackrabbits. When I got old enough to get a license, and I started hunting the cottontails and having some rabbit, get mother to bread it and cook it up with a chicken. Cook them in a little olive oil or with your oil and your fried chicken. They taste really good. My parents were afraid of them because people the age of my grandparents got tularemia from rabbits. So they were kind of scared of eating rabbits, but especially if you get them in the later season and take good care of them, you're good to go. Yeah, you know, the cottontails tend to be on the side hills a little bit, and especially if there's some rocks around, it's easier for them to dig a den under the edge of a rock than out in the open.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.